That's a big congratulations today to Professor Suzanne Pitama, who has become the first Māori female dean of any Otago medical school. She has just been announced this afternoon as dean and head of campus at the University of Otago Christchurch, the medical school at the University of Otago Christchurch. Professor Pitama is the former director of the Māori Indigenous Health Institute and is recognised as a leader in addressing Māori health inequities. She joins me now. Tēnā koe, Suzanne.
Tēnā koe, Jesse.
Kā rawa, how exciting. How are you doing?
Really good, thank you. Really good. Very excited about this new opportunity.
Tell me about the job.
So the University of Otago Christchurch is part of the medical school, but it actually is really big. It has over 300 staff and well over 1,000 students who range from undergraduate medical students through to grown-up doctors, as well as we have a really large school of nursing, and we do a lot of training with other health professional educators.
And how do you see yourself as fitting in and what your role is going to be there?
I think that, I've been a part of this campus for the last 20 years in terms of leading the Māori health curriculum and involved in a lot of Māori health research. And I think probably a big part of why I think I was selected is I think the University of Otago and the Otago Medical School are really keen to continue to increase our responsiveness to Māori and our commitment to health equity in Aotearoa. So I see that my role is kind of supporting that kaupapa.
Great. And as you look around the current students at the Christchurch campus, how many Māori faces, people do you see?
So across the whole Otago Medical School, actually, this week we just graduated our largest Māori cohort of doctors. So I think that was just over 67, around that number. And but that's been an exception, not a rule. And I think what we want to do is continue to build our workforce. On the Christchurch campus, we have about 50 Māori undergraduate medical students, but we have quite a good proportion of Māori nurses and other Māori health professionals coming in with some of the postgraduate courses, but we definitely want to increase that workforce. But we're also really committed that actually all our graduates from the University of Otago Christchurch will be competent in hauora Māori and be able to support health equity.
Yeah, it's really interesting, isn't it? And historically, well, there's a couple of issues, I guess. One is that Māori are underrepresented in the medical workforce, and the other is that perhaps the health sector in general hasn't been responsive to the needs of Māori. If we look at the first issue first, at what point are Māori choosing not to go into the medical profession? Is it very early in their school years? Do they, for some reason, not choose that when they're leaving school? Are people dropping out during a medical degree, or a bit of everything, and how do you hope to address it?
Those are great questions. I think, in brief, I think due to the impacts of colonisation and therefore the imposed poverty on Māori communities, actually the ability for Māori students, regardless of how hard they work, at school, the ability of them to actually attend schools by which they can achieve the and complete the MCA courses that are required to get into the first year of health sciences anyway at the University of Otago actually is one of our big issues. So how we increase the ability for lower decile schools to actually provide the science subjects that students need to actually even give them a choice to enter medicine. I think that's probably one of the biggest issues. And then if you are coming from a lower decile school with less exposure to good science and maths teaching, then in your first year at university, you know, you're doing a whole lot of catch-up. So to be able to come in through the undergraduate pathway is really complicated if you've not had prior privileges. And so I think that's one of the biggest parts of our issues. I think the University of Otago, though, has worked really hard to put into place systems that help mitigate the kind of lack of privilege in the early secondary care. And Professor Joe Baxter has done, and Zoe Bristow have done amazing work in that space at Otago, which is actually meaning that more Māori students are getting into medicine through these particular programs. But actually, sorry, and then on your second point, actually the Māori students that we have coming in, actually we have a very, very low dropout rate. It's very rare for a Māori student to drop out once they've got into medicine.
People may recall there was a little flurry of headlines a year or two ago, and it was around what I understand as a policy that if a Māori first-year student reached a certain level, then their entry into year two was guaranteed. Is my statement of that correct, and is that a policy that is working for you and working for Māori students and other students at the medical school?
Yeah, I think I think that the truth is that actually the grade that you need to get into medicine is actually consistent across all pathways into medicine, whether it's Māori, Pacific, those from lower socioeconomic, refugee, or the general. I think the thing that was less clear to the public was just actually how oversubscribed medicine is. And therefore, the complaints actually were coming from the larger general pool about our policy to be proactive. But as a university, we're really committed that we know we need to make up the workforce inequities. And we've just rewritten our policy, and it's just going through a consultation process at the moment. But the Otago Medical School is definitely continuing to be totally committed to increase the numbers of the Māori health workforce, and they will do through their new policy.
Māori or not, what does a good doctor look like from the perspective of a Māori patient?
Yeah, I think it's someone who is both clinically and culturally competent. And so the ability to have key human factors and be able to engage and interact with patients, to be able to understand their cultural perspectives and their cultural needs, while also knowing how to navigate that patient regardless of what their culture looks like or their cultures look like, and ensure they get best practice or access to quality care aligned with best practice guidelines.
Out of interest, by the way, do similar sorts of things apply to, say, Pacifica patients? Māori have special status as treaty partners, but huge Pacifica population in New Zealand, or do they need their own approach and presumably their own doctors?
Oh, definitely. And, Tai Supotanga, who's at the University of Otago, leads our Pacific program to increase the number of Pacific doctors, and the Pacific team work really hard at not only the recruitment of Pacific students down to Dunedin, but also to ensure that the curriculum is teaching all of our students around what Pacific competence looks like and working in Pacific communities. And so, and it's the same with our refugee, it's the same with our rural, same with our lower socioeconomic. So we try and do tailored approaches so that our students actually approach people as humans with good context.
Big job ahead, eh? I'm sure you're up to it. Professor Suzanne Pitama, who's just been announced as Dean and Head of Campus at the University of Otago, Christchurch. Good luck. Really nice to talk to you today.
Excellent. Kia ora. Thank you, Jessie.